welcome to the first real episode of the Coastal Drone Podcast. I'm your host, Coastal Kate, and I thought it might be a good idea to kick off the podcast series with a bit of a summary of the drone rules in Canada. That way we can all be on the same page as we move into topics with more details later on. And on that note, I'm always looking for ideas for the podcasts, webinars, and our blog posts. So if there's any lingering questions you have stuck in your brain or you keep finding contradictory information on, let me know and I'll do what I can to set the record straight. Today, we'll be talking about the certification requirements for pilots, the products, and procedures specifically. So let's do this. As of June 1st, 2019, Transport Canada implemented federal drone regulations. The majority of the rules apply to operators of drones that weigh between 250 grams and 25 kilograms. Though drones weighing below 250 grams, such as the Mavic Mini, are still regulated, and there are provisions to enable operations of drones heavier than 25 kilograms. We'll get into that a bit more later. Canada has risk-based regulation. By that, we mean that the certification requirements for both the drones and the pilots depend on where and what you plan on operating and fall into two categories, basic and advanced. If the environment is considered low risk, that is, you'll be staying more than 100 feet away from bystanders, 3 nautical miles from airports, 1 nautical mile from heliports, and outside of controlled airspace, the pilot only requires a basic certification. In higher risk environments, an advanced pilot certification is needed, as well as having a drone that is declared by the manufacturer to be safe to fly in advanced environments. These riskier areas include controlled airspace, close to airports and heliports, and closer than 100 feet to bystanders. Pilot certificates in Canada are individually held and are required for all pilots of drones above 250 grams, regardless of your intent. Both require passing an online, multiple-choice test through Transport Canada's online drone management portal. And additionally, an advanced certification requires an in-person knowledge and skill assessment called a flight review. In addition to the pilot being certified, there are a few other things that need to be in place to conduct safe, legal drone operations. As mentioned before, in advanced environments, the RPA needs to be declared by the manufacturer as safe for the intended flights. These are referred to as safety assurance declarations, and there are 3 levels: controlled airspace, near people, that is, you can fly up to 5 meters or 16 feet from people rather than needing to stay 100 feet away laterally, and the last one is over people. Most of DJI and other popular drones are certified for these first 2 categories, controlled airspace and near people. Some exceptions include the early model DJI Phantoms, which do not have any safety assurance declarations. To fly over people, multi-rotor aircraft require a parachute to meet the design requirements, but there are a few fixed-wing drones that are approved as designed. For drones weighing over 250 kilograms, a Special Flight Operations Certificate, or SFOC RPAS, is required. So now we have the pilot being certified and the product or the drone being safety assured, but there are a few other things that need to be in place to conduct safe, legal drone operations. Basic and advanced category pilots are both required to have and use Standard Operating Procedures, or SOP. These include checklists for normal operations, think like pre-takeoff checks and landing checks, emergency situations like flyaways, and a process in place to conduct a site survey before every flight. This latter item includes looking for and noting things like proximity to airports, bystanders, airspace, obstacles, and a few other things. Many pilots also like having incident and accident responses written out so that they know when and whom to contact when they need to report. The Mavic Mini and other sub-250-gram drones provide a lot of flexibility to new and experienced drone pilots. They do not require certification or registration and can be flown pretty much anywhere, so long as they do not cause a hazard to other airspace users or people on the ground. For these pilots, basic training is still recommended for a number of reasons. One, hopefully the Mavic Mini will not be their last drone. It's a good gateway drone and will likely leave you wanting more. If you already have a basic certification, or at least the knowledge to get it, you're more likely to upgrade. Two, knowing what can cause a hazard is an important skill for this category of pilot because the rules are much less prescriptive. A course like ground school will give you the appropriate level of knowledge to make good decisions. And three, knowing what you can do makes you more empowered as a pilot. There really is a lot that you can do with these drones that may feel wrong to an experienced pilot. Having some training behind you is a great way to make sure you're getting all that you can out of your new purchase. Now let's talk about actually getting the certifications. If you're not sure if where you will want to fly requires a basic or advanced certification, then checking out the drone site selection tool is a great place to start. By default, it will first load with the settings for a basic certified pilot. This tool is showing you the controlled airspace and the 3 nautical mile buffers from airports and 1 nautical mile buffers from heliports. If you need to or plan to fly in any of the areas that are red, you'll need an advanced certification. To get a basic certification, you need to pass an online basic certification test on Transport Canada's website. It costs $10 for each attempt, and you'll have 90 minutes to answer 35 questions, and you must score at least a 65%. Once you pass, you'll be able to print or save your certificate straight away. To get an advanced certification, the process is similar to start, but there's one more step. You'll also need to pass the online advanced certification test on Transport Canada's website. Again, it costs $10 for each attempt, but this time you have 60 minutes to answer 50 questions, and you must score at least 80%. Once you pass, and don't beat yourself up if it takes more than one attempt, you'll be issued a basic certification. Wait, what? Why just a basic? Well, there's one more step to getting an advanced certificate, and that's an in-person flight review. At least you'll be certified so you can fly in basic environments while you develop and refine your SOP and build your flight skills. A flight review is a holistic assessment of your procedures, knowledge, and flight skills. A TC-certified flight reviewer will ask you a series of practical questions and ask you to fly some basic flight skills to demonstrate you're safe to operate in riskier environments. Once you pass this, you're good to go. The reviewer will submit your results, and after a $25 payment is made on the TC portal, you'll be able to view and save your freshly minted advanced pilot certificate. The portal is also where you will have registered your drone for $5 and where you can revisit as necessary to access your certificate. And that's it. Honestly, the process is pretty clean, and we think Transport has done a great job of making this accessible to Canadians. One thing you may find, though, is that the exams are really tough. There are some wonky questions on there, and some of them at first glance may not seem applicable to drone flying at all. Neither of the exams are easy, but you'll find the basic exam easier to get through because you have time, and Transport Canada intended this, to look things up as you go. The same isn't really true for the advanced exam. Even some manned aircraft pilots I know had to write it more than once to pass. The tests are open book, so feel free to keep resources handy and know how to use the Ctrl+F search function. It will be your friend. If you manage to make it through the advanced exam without taking any ground school or preparation training beforehand, that's great, but you may struggle with the flight review. Be sure you're familiar with all of what you're allowed to do with your advanced certificate before you schedule this in-person assessment. We'll do a whole other episode about the flight review specifically, but I can tell you from experience, it's pretty obvious who has and who hasn't had formal training in their background. I think that's it for today. If you have questions about anything we discussed, please drop me a line. I'm at Coastal Kate on Instagram, and you can always email kate@coastaldrone.co as well. Until next time.